This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Brought to you, as always, by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team.
So funny that you say that. I'm going to block out the number, but I just texting Ben from Crop Metcalf, and they will be coming out 12:30 to 1 on Saturday. So can't wait.
Very nice. Mm-hmm. So we just had Ron Rivera on. Love to hear your reaction. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. Thought he had a couple interesting answers. Number one, about the tight end slot and why they didn't draft the tight end in the draft. They were able to get Thaddeus Moss after the draft, undrafted free agent. And also Stephon Haskins said basically they did not realistically consider Tua. They maybe did their due diligence, but they never really considered drafting Tua.
They scouted him and graded him, but you know, didn't really consider it.
I wanted to ask him, and we didn't get a chance because the producers are saying he got to go. I wanted to ask him, who was the biggest steal in your opinion that you got? Like, on your board, who was the one that, you know, you had the most, the best value? Like, this guy who was 50 spots, you know, below where you had him pegged.
Sounds like they're really happy to draft Charles where they did.
Yeah, right. They really like him.
I was going to say Sadiq, yeah. He pointed that out.
Yeah.
He's probably real happy with Sadiq. I mean, obviously you're happy with Young, but he's probably happy with Sadiq, Gandy Golden, and Gibson, all three of those guys.
Gandy Golden was a big definitely draft value, according to Daniel Jeremiah, a guy who's really plugged in,
right?
You know, grading and figuring out where guys are going to wind up.
I mean, you draft guys in the first four rounds. Those are guys you're counting on.
Yeah.
You know, fifth rounders, sometimes, obviously sixth and seventh rounders are guys that just kind of hope to make the squad, but when you're drafting those guys inside the four rounds, man, those are guys that are potential starters, if not immediate starters.
And in a
starters.
different draft that didn't have so many wide receivers, Gandy Golden might have been, who knows, might have been a late second, early third round type pick. But
definitely,
he just got
look
pushed down the draft board.
Look at his production. Do you remember the last sort of, at least in my mind, the last great player from Liberty University, Cakes?
From Liberty?
Yes.
A football player?
Yes.
Football player?
Yeah. It was a real good one.
Give me a hint.
Played tight end.
Oh, I have to know. Yeah, I know who it is. Eric Green.
Yes. Stud.
Oh, yeah, that's
good
right.
Good career with the Steelers, from what I remember. Yeah,
at Liberty.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
that's right.
I found Coach Rivera engaging.
Yep.
For somebody that we've said is pretty bland in the pressers.
He was great with us,
He was really good in the interview.
Yeah, really sweet, nice guy. I'm a fan. That was very
cool. If his team is down 21-3 at halftime, he might not be so sweet and nice in the locker room when
right.
he's screaming
I'm
at
sure
the players
he's not.
And
yeah.
dropping F-bombs.
And that'll happen. That'll happen
sure
again.
Sure, it will happen.
Yeah, but I'm going over I'd like to find five, but I'm definitely going over the 5.5.
Oh, you didn't ask
Put that in the book. Well, I didn't want to insult the guy. I mean, he has nothing to do with it.
Sure.
But I think 5.5 is insulting. We're gonna win 6 or more games this year.
I don't think doubling your win total is insulting.
I don't know if it's insulting.
Yeah, I really don't. I mean,
what'd you expect it to be?
Is not insulting if you go from 6 to 12.
What'd you expect it to be?
I don't think it's insulting if you go from 3 to 6. Like, you have to – you're not going to
saying a team's going to be 6 and 10.
They were the worst offense in the league.
You're not going to turn this thing around in one season, and he knows that.
I'm not saying they're going to be a playoff team, but they're going to win 6, 7, or 8 games. They're going to win more than 3. I mean, it's for sure.
I would agree there. But yeah. Setting it 5.5 is not insulting based on what they did
insulting.
Last year.
Well, in hindsight, you guys can mock me. In hindsight, you know, you will know. But I think that over 5.5 is – I just think it's a great bet.
All right.
A
well,
great bet.
You
so
keep
bet
saying
it.
That. Are you going to bet it?
Yes, I'm going to bet it.
How much?
$100. Def yourself.
All right. Should I book it or should I put it
very
through?
Very testy.
I'll put it in with my BetUS. I got $300 in there.
All right.
It's a rainy day outside, Cakes. The weather is going to make us all a little bit testy.
Right.
No, he's been testy for 3 hours.
No runs. Well,
he's
let's
a
be
testy
honest.
One.
For 25
been testy
years.
Testy for
the show.
3 years.
Yeah. All right. Well, this job, man, it'll never sleep. I don't know
he
about
just
you
knows
guys.
He can't hang out at the fire pit today.
Well,
so
go,
a
to bed,
fire
pit go to bed is at a decent
time. Yeah, whose fault's that? Not going to sleep on time.
You have full control when you go to sleep.
That's true. I'm not saying I'm disciplined. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, and I don't like that it's going to be a rainy day. Very little to look forward to today. Just going to
it's definitely
ponder
rainy.
Life. Rain's the worst. I don't care. Cakes likes rain. I hate rain.
Just I don't like it, but I don't let it ruin my day.
How can you have fun on a rainy day?
Can you stand the rain?
I can't stand the rain.
Well, today's an ideal nap day. When it's raining, especially hard outside, it's just gloomy. Perfect 90-minute nap day.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Normally, I could kill the day like AWOD does, but you can't do that.
You know, you certainly can't do. Well, you could, but it'd be awkward.
Yeah, right.
Well, I've got to get the dog out for a walk, so even if it's raining, I got to bring the umbrella.
I did do that a couple of days ago. I walked around with an umbrella.
I got to do that. So she doesn't care. She doesn't care if it's raining. She's got to get out there. Dogs don't care about the weather.
Nope.
Yeah.
They got to take their big fat stankies.
Especially if they don't have a fenced-in yard.
Which we don't.
That's just has your like hardwoods gotten pummeled by your dog? Is it just scratched up and everything?
You can't really tell. I mean,
some dogs do that, right?
Yeah, you can't really tell.
What do you have to do? Do you have to clip their nails? But is that inhumane or whatever? Or
no,
clip
their – no, she gets them clipped. You have to.
You do?
Yeah.
But don't people say that they, that's, not good?
Who says that?
I don't know, pet –
no,
lovers.
No, you need to clip dogs' nails.
Clip those.
You have to.
They need to be kept relatively short.
Yeah.
All right, coming up next, Brady Quinn's going to join us. The guy, of course, was drafted high in the NFL draft. Former quarterback. Will get his take.
Don't tell him I'm selling the helmet. I'm actually going to lie if you say that.
I wouldn't bring it up.
Bring that up.
All right, thanks.
So we'll talk to Brady Quinn next about the NFL draft, the Redskins, and more here on the Junkies. Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. Going to be joined by Brady Quinn shortly as we talk NFL draft. I'm sure you guys saw the story yesterday that a man in Colorado hit the Powerball twice in a day.
That's crazy. God. He's playing the same number for 30 years.
30 years he plays the number and never won.
What did he
win?
And
he bought the tickets at separate places, 5, 9, 27, 39, and 42, and he won two $1 million Powerball prizes.
So jealous.
Sick. Well done.
Unbelievable.
Nice
hit. Why couldn't that happen to us? Or not you, me.
Right. Don't say us. We know who you're talking about.
Yeah. Got to be selfish on that one.
Yeah.
All right, so Brady Quinn does join us. Brady Quinn, Third and Goal Foundation, makes homes for handicap accessible for wounded veterans. You can check it all out at Third and Goal. Of course, you watch them on TV, talking NFL, college football. Brady, what's going on?
Not much, guys. Hope everyone's staying safe and is in good health.
Yeah, you too, buddy.
Yeah, man.
You been doing anything special, to kill time? What's going on?
No. I've got. We just had our third girl 3 months ago. So the special thing would be sleeping through the night, which just occurred over the past week.
Right.
Awesome.
Finally, Cassidy started sleeping, so we started sleeping. That has been the biggest kicker for us in the past week.
Good for you, man.
Right,
good for you. Three girls?
Buddy.
Three girls? I got two girls.
Three girls, yeah. So hashtag girl dad all the way.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so it's funny. I guess right before we got you on, at least it was we saw that I guess the Bengals have announced they're about to release, or they're releasing Andy Dalton. And as JP points out, that's Cam Newton now available, Joe Flacco available and Andy Dalton going to be available. What's going on to the old quarterback world?
Well, I think what we're seeing now is, you know, guys in positions where there's not many quarterback jobs out there. Teams are looking at what these guys are, and they're saying to themselves, we know what they are. We think we know what they're capable of. Maybe their best days are behind them. And so we'd rather work elsewhere with a younger guy that we've either drafted or we've kind of kept an eye on or position ourselves for the future. I think that model, especially with the way the NFL salary pool changed for rookie contracts two CBAs ago now, I think ever since then, teams were trying to figure out how to be able to construct their roster within the salary cap. And so I think there's two windows. I think your first window is when you find that guy early on, being able to build around him on his rookie deal. And then it's once you have to sign him, being able to figure out how to build around him then back through the draft more economically, because obviously you have to pay that guy. So I think what you're seeing in the case of the Panthers, complete rebuild with what Matt Rhule is doing down there. With Cincinnati, it's Zach Taylor's second year now. The first year, things didn't go well. Obviously, they eyed Joe Burrow as a better guy for what they want to do in Cincinnati moving forward. So, you know, you can make a case with all of them, even Joe Flacco in Denver. John Elway attacked it in both ways. He signed Elway, he drafted Locke. Locke ended up being the guy in the future. So now they're in that window where they've got Locke under his contract. And you can tell based on the draft, that's exactly what they're trying to do is build out around that young, talented quarterback.
And Brady, you touched on it. The spots, at least for starters, are just drying up. We saw that Jameis Winston had to take a deal for $1.1 million in New Orleans to back up Drew Brees. I mean, guys like A.J. McCarron are making $3.5, $4 million as backups. And a guy like McCarron hasn't done 1/100th of what Jameis Winston has accomplished in the NFL. But there just aren't that many spots right now for these guys.
Yeah, part of that had to do with the Saints cap space. You know, and I think Jameis was had a desire to be there. He didn't have a ton of leverage. Reportedly, it turned down more money elsewhere. So first off, I mean, you got to give him credit. I mean, he's a first overall pick. You know, he played under his fifth-year option. He's made a good amount of money. I think he looks at this as the short term, almost like going back to school and getting an education. He sits behind Brees. He learns from Peyton. And who knows? Maybe after this year, I know Drew Brees is under a two-year deal, but maybe he decides to retire after 1 year. And maybe they look at Winston for an entire year in practice and potentially some games like Bridgewater filled in last year. And they look at him and say, look, we like what we've got. Let's extend Jameis Winston. We got Taysom Hill under contract for another year after his extension. And then we've got his replacement in Tommy Stevens. And so that could be the new normal moving forward. So it's a great situation for Jameis. But, I mean, to go back to your initial point, yeah, I mean, we've got essentially the Jacksonville Jaguars, which make the most sense for Dalton because of Jay Gruden being there as their offensive coordinator. He was with them with the Cincinnati Bengals at the beginning of Dalton's career. And then you look at potential spots for, you know, Cam Newton. You'd have to say Washington maybe is one because Ron Rivera's there, but I don't know if they want to bring him in to compete with Dwayne Haskins this soon. And then there's New England, which I don't know what it is with New England. I don't know if they like Jarrett Stidham that much or they don't see value in either Dalton or Cam Newton at this point. But I think we'll find that out probably here in the next few weeks.
Mm-hmm. Joined by Brady Quinn, I'm wondering, you played on several organizations. Who was the most impressive quarterback you played alongside with? In terms of, like, preparation and just knowledge of the game?
Well, you know, Kyle Orton was one that was really fun to talk to and pick his brain at kind of about how he always saw the game. And, you know, he just kind of came from that more pure pocket passer background. And so talking with him and how he saw things and how Josh McDaniels would diagram up plays and how Kyle best understood it or how it made sense to him, it was always interesting talking with Kyle. Russell was one of the most fun to just kind of watch, especially early on, because when I got there in 2013 in Seattle, they ended up, you know, going on winning Super Bowl that year. At a young age, the way he prepared and the way he got into a routine, I think just kind of said it all about his maturity, but also the impact that playing professional baseball had on him. You know, he saw from a professional standpoint, then went back to school and finished at Wisconsin. So when he got to the NFL, he already knew what was expected. Like, he didn't have to figure out what he was going to try to accomplish each day. And that's the hardest thing for a lot of these young quarterbacks. They get drafted, they come in their first year, and they're trying to figure out how to be a pro. You hear that all the time, but it's about figuring out a routine. It's about figuring out your schedule and how you go about preparing and breaking down film and breaking down an opponent and then preparing yourself. That takes a while to get adjusted to. Russell was already built that way just because of his previous baseball experience.
Hmm. All right, so Brady, one thing that we kicked around earlier was the Aaron Rodgers situation and the Packers drafting Love. I don't know if you heard Favre's comments about Rodgers that he has said yesterday, but give us your rationale. You know, it's not like they drafted Jordan Love in the third or fourth round. I mean, he's a first-round pick. They traded up to get him. So he's obviously someone they want to start here in the future, whether that's 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, who knows. Can't imagine it'll be 4 years, but give us your rationale in that move, and do you think that Aaron Rodgers finishes out this 4 years left on his deal with Green Bay?
Well, no chance he finishes this thing out. I would put the over-under at about, I've said 2.5 before on radio. It might be 1.5. You know, I think they maybe get through this year, and then we'll see after that, depending on how that year goes. But, yeah, as far as your rationale, though, too, they traded up to get him, and he was at best, I think, in most people's minds, the third quarterback in this draft class. I mean, Aaron was arguably viewed as the first. You know, he could have been taken one. He slid all the way to the Green Bay, and he was in a spot where they didn't have to move, and they just took him. Favre was, I believe, around the same age, maybe a year older, and I think his contract had, 2 years left on it? So just a completely different scenario. Personally, like, I looked at it, and I was like, okay, they must really like Jordan Love. That's fine. If Matt LaFleur and Brian Gutekunst feel like that's their future, okay, it's too soon for me, but let's see what they do in the rest of the draft. When you don't draft a wide receiver the rest of the draft, and you draft A.J. Dillon, who, you know, really doesn't fit the mold of today's NFL running back, unless they just want to turn this into the Tennessee Titans and run the football like Derrick Henry. Now, he's a 250-pound back. He's a bruiser. But, you know, it doesn't really fit what I think compliments Aaron the best. And then where you look at, they get a tight end out of Cincinnati in DeGuerra, who's more of an off-the-ball tight end kind of fullback. Again, none of these moves help, and then they all go get backup interior offensive linemen in the rest of the draft. So that was what was more shocking, is that they were willing to trade up, take a guy who's not going to play at least for the next 2-3 years or ever while Aaron is there, and then you don't actually, you know, fulfill the biggest need you have on your roster. I mean, they haven't done it in any fashion or form. And so not only are you not helping out Aaron, you're not helping out Davante Adams, you're not helping out your defense. And I don't know that Gutekunst has the equity built up within that organization to make that sort of decision. Outside of Jaire Alexander, their first-round pick a couple years ago, and Darnell Savage last year, I mean, he signed Preston Smith, Za'Darius Smith. Those guys are doing a good job. But I think the rest of the moves he's made, it's like you're kind of still wondering, like, is this going to pan out? So this could be a disaster for the Packers moving forward. And they might – I think they've ticked off Aaron enough. I can promise you this. They've ticked him off enough where – after a year or two, I think he's looking for greener pastures.
Unless they wanted to maybe design a different offense like Shanahan did in San Francisco and just have three or four guys who can run and just wear down a defense and put less pressure on the QB. Is that a possibility?
I mean, I think Matt's trying to mimic what Kyle does.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he tried that in Tennessee. That didn't work out. I think they were ranked like 27th, 29th, something like that in total offense that year. So – they can try all they want to create and remake that sort of offense, but they don't have George Kittle, last time I checked. They don't have especially complimentary wide receivers, Brandon Ayuk and Deebo Samuel. You've got one in Davante Adams, but that's it. And again, is that really the best way you win? Is the Packers' defense the San Francisco 49ers' defense?
No.
I mean, they sure as hell didn't draft that way this year. That's for sure. So I think if that's who you need to beat to get the Super Bowl, which is who they lost to last year in the NFC Championship game, you look at what John Lynch has done and what the Packers organization has done, and they're putting themselves even more behind the eight ball, in my opinion.
Talking to Brady Quinn, NFL analyst, we just had Coach Ron Rivera, head coach of the Redskins, on about a half an hour before you jumped on with us. And he said the Redskins never really considered taking Tua. I want Brady Quinn's take on Dwayne Haskins. And then should they have considered taking Tua number two over Chase Young?
Well, yeah, you always should consider that, because I think you should do your due diligence on every single one of these quarterbacks. You never know what the future holds. Ron Rivera 5 years from now might have an opportunity to get Tua, and who knows, maybe, you know, all that, the work that they've done, maybe he does become a fit at that point in time. So you no matter what, I mean, even if it's Tom Brady, you know, like, hey, Tom Brady's a free agent. Yeah, let's have the conversation. Let's actually break this down and figure out, like, could this ever work or would it make sense? Like, all those conversations are important to have. It doesn't necessarily mean you do it. Chase Young was so bulletproof, though, as a prospect. And I think looking at what helped San Francisco get to a Super Bowl is very similar to what the Redskins have now. Every one of those guys on the front line, on the D-line, is a first-round draft pick. That group between Daron Payne and Jonathan Allen and Montez Sweat and Kerrigan is there and Chase Young, it's like they're gonna create mismatches and chaos in backfields this year. So I think he was a can't-miss product. You have the conversation about Tua, but in reality, the best thing for you moving forward is Chase Young, because I do believe Dwayne Haskins has all the tools and the intangibles to be a franchise quarterback for the future. He just needs more time. Only started 1 year in college, hasn't played that much so far. People just need to be patient with him and let this young man grow, because he has all of the tools.
All right, Brady, let's follow up on that. Let's talk about the top three quarterbacks drafted. All right, Burrow will be a week one starter, obviously. I'm sure you're high on him. And then Tua in Miami and Herbert in L.A. with the Chargers, sitting behind veterans right now. So what are your thoughts on Burrow, Tua, and Herbert going forward here?
Yeah, Burrow should be practicing everything right now. I mean, obviously with Dalton being released too, there's no other option. With a condensed offseason, there was no reason to keep Dalton, and even for an insurance policy, because people said, well, he's kind of on the cheap if you need to keep a backup. It's like, well, he shouldn't be taking any reps. They need to be preparing Joe Burrow for, you know, week one, day one, whenever that comes.
Right.
Tua, it all depends on the medical, where he's at, you know, and how he's grasping the offense. That's the biggest thing. I mean, Chan Gailey and Ryan Fitzpatrick have worked together. So I think what would be best for Tua, and I always say this for rookie quarterbacks, is, you know, allow them the opportunity to at least see for, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6 games how a pro prepares himself and what defenses are doing, because it's very different than what college is like, and it's obviously different than what you get even in the preseason. So, you know, don't put him in right away, but if he's medically cleared, healthy, ready to go, let him see it for a quarter of the season before you'd maybe want to thrust him in, depending on how things are going with Ryan Fitzpatrick. And then Herbert's one where it's interesting. Like, I actually think Tyrod Taylor, I think more of him than I think a lot of people on the outside do. And I can see what Anthony Lynn's trying to recreate, what he had in Buffalo as their OC, run the football, don't turn it over, play really good defense, which they can do, and then just have Tyrod Taylor make plays when he has to. That will work for a while, but in that division, with KC and the points they can put up, mm-hmm. even though the Chargers have done well against them, and even the Broncos, what they may be able to do in the future, you have to put up production. So Herbert will get in eventually. He's one of those guys that, as a four-year starter at the end of his career at Oregon, I'm like, he's still trying to figure out how to play the position. You know, he still looks mechanical at times. He's as talented as you'll find, but they've got to figure out how to orchestrate that offense out around his skill set, let him run, move him out of the pocket, make things kind of simple on him.
All right, Brady, appreciate the time as always.
All right, insight. Man.
Thank you,
anytime,
Brady.
Guys. Thanks
appreciate
for having me on. Have a great
enjoy
day.
That sleep through the night.
Handle those girls, bro.
Will do.
Teenagers before you know it.
Yep. Enjoy them while they're young.
Yeah, my girls were sharing a bottle of rosé last night when I was sleeping. How about that?
Uh-oh.
I found that out today. You think I'm happy about that?
I'm so sure you're not
Teresa
happy
told
about
you?
That.
Oh, yeah, because I came downstairs and was cleaning up the kitchen, and I saw a couple extra wine glasses, and I said, Teresa, did your friends come in the house last night? She goes, no, those are the girls.
Right.
Like,
European
oh,
house rules in the Bishop household.
Yeah, apparently so. You know what they should have been sharing, Jason?
Yeah.
A Paisano's pizza.
Paisano's.
Well done.
Love
you
Paisano's.
Asked, and our friends at Paisano's, they have delivered more half-price pizzas for the Squeaker and Jason Bishop. That's right. Paisano's has extended their 50% off all pizza offer through May 7th. Any size, any toppings, any amount of pizzas, whatever you want. Saving money has never tasted so good. Go to paisanospizza.com. or download the Paisano's app and use promo code 50OFF. That's the number 50OFF. No contact carryout and delivery options are available. Paisano's, not just half-price pizza, but something for everyone delivered. For more details and to order, visit paisanospizza.com.
Well,
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Open line Thursday here on the Junkies, brought to you by our friends at Window Nation. You're searching for new windows and doors, search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home, because it's where you live. I was just telling somebody, it is also Open Tweet Thursday. They were wondering, where can I hear the Ron Rivera interview? Rewind, radio.com. It's a great feature. You can just go back in time as much as 24 hours, but in this case, an hour, and you can hear Ron Rivera on with the Junkies. Thought he was fantastic.
Yep,
was
get that app on your phone if you don't have it already, Rickies.
I also want to mention people can listen to the Time and Room Episode 3 with Coach John Tillman. That you should easily be able to find that on the
He's the coach
page.
Of what team?
The Maryland men's lacrosse team.
Okay.
Won a national championship in 2017. He's been to 7 Final Fours. He's got like 53 All-Americans. He's basically a legend in his own time. So we had a great interview with him. So if you're into lacrosse at all, check that out. You follow me on Twitter or Instagram and get the link, or just go to the fan site, radio.com, all that good stuff.
All right, we're going to play the very popular Caller 10 game right now. Caller 10 at 800-636-1067. We'll hook you up with the $25 Paisanos gift card, courtesy of Paisanos. Paisanos wants to take some of the work out of working from home with their work-from-home BOGO Sunday through Thursday. You can buy any large pizza at regular price and get this, EB, a large pizza of equal or lesser value. Order online and use promo code WFHBOGO. And get details at thefandc.com. I wanted to bring up the latest NBA proposal. There are all these proposals, and who knows what comes to fruition. But this is the, I think I get confused, Disney World, Disneyland. I believe it's a Disney World proposal.
Disney World in Florida, Disneyland in California, Ricky.
Right. So they would, all the NBA teams, I guess, would huddle up in Orlando. Mm-hmm. And they would, it seems like they even want to play part of the regular season before the playoffs.
They're grasping.
But they would, they would have some sort of season from Disney World.
Hmm. So when would that start?
Well, nobody knows. I think they're targeting late June.
Uh-huh.
The big part for all these leagues is they
are
all
they, are they playing all in one arena?
You know what? I wasn't sure. I would assume there was a couple of arenas there.
I would guess they would probably use the Magic's home arena. And I know on the complex at Disney World, they have this huge sports complex where I'm sure they could play games there as well.
Right. And there's got to be a couple college arenas they could use. Maybe Central Florida.
Yeah, potentially.
And I think the big hurdle for all of these leagues is they need to figure out a way where they can do all the testing. And they need to figure out if the players are willing to do it.
Right.
Well, do they want to get paid? Do the players want to get paychecks? Do they want to continue to get paychecks?
Have to be some concessions right now, right? It's all on deck. We're all making concessions. The Junks are working on weekends.
The NHL also, they had a release yesterday, and they are pondering a 24-team playoff. Did you see this, Cakes?
Sassy. Look at all those teams getting in the playoffs. The NHL is already, you know, like pretty wide open playoff wise. You let 24 teams in.
That is silly. That means 6-10, you're in.
That's wild and woolly right there.
Are there 31 teams in the NHL right now? So you'd whore 7 teams?
It's either 30 or 31. I always forget.
Are you saying NHL? I thought you said NFL.
By the way, speaking of NHL teams, NHL. Grab T-shirt. You're on the hot spot. You're on the hot seat here. When is Seattle naming their NHL team? Does that happen?
I think it might be done. It was supposed to happen like 4 months ago.
I need to know what the team name is.
Oh, you mean, in other words, there's going to be no team?
When are they going to announce it?
They haven't. I don't know.
You're the spokesman for all things Seattle, in my opinion.
I thought it was Kraken.
I don't think it's been announced.
Seattle, NHL Seattle getting close on name, colors, and logo, ESPN reports.
Close is so nebulous. I need certainty.
Well, it's going through the legal process.
Legal process. Come on, Drab. You're more connected. You should know. You should have some insider skinny.
I'm a Caps guy.
I do like that. Ask Pops Cahill if he's plugged in.
I do wonder, though, and this people will take this the wrong way, but, you know, with the more and more information that's coming out and with, like, young, healthy people really doing pretty much fine with this, do they have to quarantine all these athletes if one of them gets it? So let's say that they come back and they're playing and a Nat or you know, the quarterback for the Redskins, you know, if Haskins gets it, do they really have to have the whole team shut down for 2-3 weeks? Like, do they still have to do all of that? I wonder. Because these guys that are young and healthy, they're most of them are facing almost no symptoms, you know?
Well, that's what I was talking to my wife about this, about college campuses in the fall.
Yeah.
I mean, 95% of college campuses are young kids.
Yeah.
You know, you have a few older professors, sure. Yeah. You got some workers maybe in, like, the dining halls who might be older. But
yeah,
you could somehow space that out and quarantine those people. But 95% of the population on a college campus are all young kids. So why couldn't they go back?
Even if they get it, they're going to be largely unfazed. You know, the ones that are diabetic and the ones that have, you know, high blood pressure and all that stuff, they'll have to be careful or maybe not even go. But
right.
I'm talking about specifically when the teams come back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if you're the starting quarterback for – if you're Dwayne Haskins, if you get COVID-19, I'm going to bet everything I own that you're going to be just fine getting through this particular virus.
Maybe they're worried about the liability. So I'm just – look, I'm talking out loud. I haven't really thought this through.
Yeah.
But let's say Dwayne Haskins or the NBA player then infects one of the few workers, because I can't imagine there's going to be a ton of workers. If it's going to be fanless, but they're going to be, you know, cameramen.
Yeah, yeah.
There's going to be a certain amount of people there working.
Issue.
You know, linemen, whatever, and maybe they're afraid of lawsuits.
Well,
because
I know for a
that
fact
person
that
who would get infected, let's say it's the work with baseball, the guy who's putting down the lines, the third baseline, putting down the chalk, he ends up getting COVID from Ryan Zimmerman, let's say hypothetically, then he's going to end up suing the big fish, you know, Major League Baseball.
Going to have to limit their exposure somehow. I still think there's a way you can do it. I do know that colleges are concerned about that. And I had a college coach tell me that they don't think the college is going to lag way behind professional teams coming back because specifically of liability.
Right. Right. I mean, when we talked about this a while ago, I mean, sports is beyond what the regular school is dealing with. But a school like Michigan's reportedly has lost $1 billion in revenue.
Mm-hmm.
That's without the sports aspect.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. Now, the schools like Michigan and, you know, the Ivies and the big schools, they've got crazy endowments.
Yeah, dip so into that.
So they can dip into that, but a lot of schools don't. You know, they don't have what those schools have.
Let's go to our pal Bruce. Bruce the Hugger is on the line.
Bruce
Thursday
the former
tradition.
Hugger.
Yeah, he's a Bruce.
He doesn't have anybody to hug now.
Who would he hug? The elbow guy. Yeah. Bruce, what's up, buddy?
My name is Bruce.
I don't know if he's off.
I think he's working on his shtick.
No, I think he might be talking to someone.
Yeah, I think somebody maybe knocked on the door.
His mom's very chatty today, too.
Oh, really? Can you hear the mom in the background often?
Not often, but today the three of us were having a conversation.
You mean the tape recording of his mom, who's probably stiff in a chair somewhere?
Okay. So, like a weekend at Bernie's? Yeah. Hey, Bruce!
Yes.
Hey, buddy.
Good morning, Chucky.
Hello,
I got an announcement to make.
Go ahead, Bruce.
Hey, JP. The only scripted comedy that is funny on my call.
That's a good thing.
True.
And I got another one.
Yeah, right.
By the way, EB discovered Seinfeld. Before fire?
You discovered Seinfeld right. Before fire.
That's true.
Sorry,
right.
Right.
I did about 30 years before.
I got a question to ask you.
You got a question? Go ahead.
Do you know if you know any income tax people?
Oh, I've got a guy.
Oh, yeah, Cakes has one.
His name's Ricky Simmons, and he works out of Odenton.
You do have a guy.
Well, you do Richard. Have a guy.
Why? What? Did you make a lot of money last year, Bruce?
No.
Oh.
It's my mom. It's my mom's tax.
You probably could get a stimulus check. You probably could get some stimulus checks coming your way.
Yeah, we need income tax people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, stay on hold. We'll give you a guy.
Please.
We'll give you guys.
Get me a guy.
All right. That's so funny. I can't
believe
it.
I said his mom is dead.
This is a meanie pants.
Bruce can't do TurboTax.
Yeah.
All right, remember, if you missed any of the show, you can always rewind with the Radio.com app. Check out Ron Rivera. From earlier in the show, for Bish, Cakes, EB, I'm JP. We'll see you tomorrow. Grant Danny next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.